Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of my favorite days of the year, which is One Hit Wonder Day. This is my wheelhouse. You're going to have to unmute yourself, Crowder, by the way. So Lana had to disappear for a segment or two. He's got something going on, so we'll forge ahead without him. This is Taco putting on the Ritz.
This is a big song in some movie.
I don't know. I mean, it's very recognizable. And it's not your typical sounding 80s hit.
What's this called? Getting the Ritz?
It's called Putting on the Ritz. Talana's back already? I thought I just told everyone you're going to be gone for a segment or two.
Meeting adjourned.
That was it? Oh.
Done.
Reminds me of my Friday and Saturday nights in the bedroom. Who's ready for a segment or two? Meeting adjourned.
You got to show out, Hawk.
Well, I've come to the conclusion there will be no showing out in this lifetime.
It's funny. I was watching ESPN this morning, and it's Doug Flutie and Frank Thomas, and they just kind of admit that they can't sling no meat no more. And I'm like, you know.
They both look good too, better than I do.
You need some Nugenix, man. You got to slack that
meat. Nugenix, man.
She'll like it too.
Let me give you a fantasy football report. These are brought to you on WQAM by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. I always try to give you a little fantasy update from something going on in the Dolphins game. And I saw this little tidbit today. It has to do with the opposing team, but also with a family member of someone we love. Sit 'em and start 'em from NFLmocks.com. Mason Taylor. From the New York Jets, JT's son, in an AFC East battle of winless teams, it could be the week Mason Taylor contributes to the Jets' offense. The Dolphins have been giving up points, and it would be ironic if Taylor's first big game of the season came against his father's former team. The LSU product has just 6 receptions on 8 targets for 43 yards so far this season. He could get all of that and more this game versus the Dolphins, a team on the brink of total collapse.
Both 0-3 now. Let's not act like the Jets are Super Bowl winners, but
it would be a battle of tight ends. Could be Mason Taylor versus Darren Waller for the championship of the crap world.
It would be cool, though. And yeah. I would say, like, have you seen this whole Michael Parsons going back to Dallas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like coaches, like they'll do something like that. Like Mason Taylor versus the Dolphins. Your dad is a Hall of Famer. Like coaches, though, it's still a human thing to think about that when you're setting up a game plan.
Anyway, keep an eye on him. According to NFLMocks.com, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. By the way, Game Day Uncensored with Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly, Monday beginning at 3 p.m. on this station. Monday beginning at 3 p.m.
Well, they just started
just
two.
As,
started two.
As something, I can't wait to do an hour. I'm already jacked up for Monday's show. This is, I mean, not necessarily Dolphins game day related, but I wanted to just bring this up. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced 128 preliminary nominees for the class of 2026, and it includes 7 former Miami Dolphins players.
Yeah, I'm not too hopeful.
Well, here are the Dolphins, the 7 Dolphins who made it to this stage of the Hall of Fame's class of 2026 evaluation. Are you on pins and needles, Crowder? Might you hear your name as I call off the next 7 names?
Let's get it, baby.
Spoiler alert, you will not. Here are
how do you do that?
The 7 names. Frank Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Played 1 season for the Dolphins.
First ballot.
Brandon Marshall.
No.
He played for the Dolphins. Three?
Three or four, yeah.
Three. Wes Welker?
No chance.
I don't think so. Josh Sitton?
Who's that?
Well, funny that you say. So in the article, this is from Dolphins Wire. Sitton played just 1 game with the Dolphins that wound up being his last in the NFL after he suffered a torn rotator cuff.
I'm about to say,
he must have been pretty good if he's on the nomination ballot for a Hall of Fame. But
100%. I'm sure he's played in the 80s or 70s. Like, I'm not saying he didn't have a great career, but I've never heard of him.
Richmond Webb.
He should make it.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain Sr.
Pat's going to, I don't know if he's first ballot, but Pat got a great chance. He dominated for years.
And Troy Vincent.
The tight end?
No, cornerback.
Oh, the president of NFLPA and all that.
Yeah, because isn't he like this? He was the guy that doled out all the fines and stuff for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he fined me a couple times. Yeah, Troy could play too.
The list of 128 nominees will be trimmed to 25 semifinalists sometime this fall, and then 15 finalists in January before the class is announced. Couple of interesting notes too. It says the 128 nominees is a smaller preliminary list than usual for the Hall of Fame, which listed 167 nominees at this stage last year. That meant no room for 4 former Dolphins. Might you hear your name on this list of 4 who probably were on the cusp but couldn't do it because of the abbreviated list this year?
Come on, God.
Spoiler alert, you will not hear your name in the next 4. Ricky Williams.
Rick's going to make it, but it's off the field stuff's going to kill Rick.
Irving Fryer.
Don't know. That was interesting.
Brendan Ian Badejo.
No chance. Special teams guy.
And the punter, Matt Turk.
Matt Turk could get Matt Turk could kick that thing now. I play with Matt.
So those 4 guys were on the preliminary class list last year, 2025. Didn't make this year's because it's an abbreviated list.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's crazy to say. I think Matt Turk probably has the best chance out of those 4. next year to make it.
Over Ricky?
I think the weed and all the suspensions and all that stuff is going to kill Rick with the voters. Rick, can anybody in the world tell me Ricky Williams wasn't one of the best running backs ever to grab a football and take off? But it's, Ricky could run that thing. College, NFL, but I just think the off-the-field stuff is going to kill him. I think Brandon Marshall's off-the-field stuff is going to kill him, too.
All right, let's do headlines brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, they're like Crowder's Hall of Fame chances.
Crater, huh?
Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I don't know. Now that I'm looking at it, and I love Ricky Williams, not a shot, but...
Does he not have Hall of Fame stats?
One-time Pro Bowler only, one-time All-Pro selection. He has 10,000 yards, 66 touchdowns. I mean, that's impressive. But I wonder if, you know, if that's good enough to get into the Hall.
Do we look at him through Dolphins-colored glasses because he literally was the offense?
No. The Hall of Fame, the best people to ever put a helmet on, Ricky Williams is one of the best running backs to ever run the ball. The analytics and all, Solana, you're saying 10,000, 66, all that. If you watch Ricky Williams run the ball at Texas and run the ball with the Dolphins in New Orleans, he's better than guys, running backs that are already in the Hall of Fame. Ricky's a better ball carrier than they are.
I agree. I just don't know if
the numbers back it up.
He's going to end up getting in strictly based on numbers. Like and I'm not saying he won't. I'd have to compare it to other running backs who are in. I don't know.
What's the last running back? I got to look it up. The last running back to be inducted. I guarantee Ricky's better than him. I don't even know the name.
Adrian Peterson.
Ricky Williams is better than Adrian Peterson.
Stop.
Flat out.
Well, but what you're doing is you're saying he's a better running back, but the parameters you're using are what you see on the field, and that's not what Hall of Fame voters use. They use the numbers. I guarantee you Adrian Peterson has better numbers across the board than Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think Ricky missing those years, at the prime of his career, missing those years, now everybody can smoke weed wherever they want to in the world. You go to New York, the whole street smells like weed.
I'm sure you can smoke weed at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony if you want.
Smoke weed right there on the stage, sitting down with your bust. But no one can tell me that Ricky Williams is not one of the best people to ever run a football. But to your point, those voters, are they looking at numbers? They're looking at analytics. They're looking at all that. And I understand that. But if you ever watch Ricky Williams touch that football, he was one of the most impressive people. I'm talking about with the Jim Browns and the LaDainian Tomlinsons, and Ricky Williams could run that football with the best people that ever touched the field in my entire life. I won't speak for the past.
Yeah, well, maybe he has a case. I'm just looking at running backs who are in the Hall of Fame, Hall of Famers. They're rushing yards. I mean, Emmitt Smith, 18,000. That's not getting touched. Walter Payton, 16. But you bring up LaDainian Tomlinson, 13,000. Jerome Bettis, 13,000. Marshall Faulk, 12,000.
And probably more seasons to do it.
Way more seasons. Yeah, I mean, Ricky Williams, two of his prime seasons. Think about it. In 2002, 2003 with the Dolphins, I think he led the league in rushing yards, or at least attempts, like in yards. And then he retired in 04, came back, played 12 games, but only ran the ball 168 times. That's a third of what he was doing on average during the season.
Well,
and
that speaks more to Wonstadt than Ricky.
But then was suspended the following year. Like, that's three. And then in 07, he only played one game. I mean, that's four seasons, literally four seasons in his prime that he didn't play football or barely played football.
Think about that. He has 10,000. He would have had 1,000 yards a season. He would have been in the 15,000 yard range. Easy. Then I've told the story where Big Vern, me and Big Vern and Kerry, that's my buddy, and we were talking my rookie year, and I was like, yeah, you know, the offense, we're just talking about football. He said, well, we're going to run Ricky right, Ricky left, Ricky right, Ricky left. He said, if we want to trick it up, we'll run Ricky left twice in a row and then go back to the right. Like, he was the offense, and everybody knew it, and he still was getting 100-yard games consistently.
Our friend Miami Barracuda, who we learned earlier on this show, is a streamer, has tweeted out a side-by-side picture of Solana and Schneider, the superintendent from One Day at a Time. They are strikingly similar. I just retweeted it.
And when you say strikingly similar, in what way do you mean?
Every single way. I cannot differentiate which one is you and which one is Schneider.
Gotcha.
You smoke cigarettes, Solana?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't, but you guys know my dad does. I've always felt I
imagine Solana would roll up a pack of cigs, though, in the T-shirt because he thought it looked cool the way he would carry around his rhyme notebook.
He did used to carry around a notebook with rhymes in it.
Yeah. Well, no. He carried around a notebook that was titled Rhymes. There wasn't Nant rhyme in there.
It was titled Bars, actually.
Or stop to being a hip hop head is pretending you are a hip hop star.
He was waiting to show it to Sue tonight.
The worst part about it, honey, it got me no girls.
This is in case I ever run into Cleland or Suge. They need to know I'm serious.
Rhymes or bars.
By the way, just to clarify, Crowder, I love Ricky Williams on my Mount Rushmore of Dolphins players in my lifetime. He's not a better running back than Adrian Peterson. And that's not, I'm not criticizing. I just can't let that go. I mean, Adrian Peterson is the greatest running back of my lifetime. By, like, it's not even close. Greatest running back of my lifetime.
Are you serious?
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is just walking away from Ricky Williams. There's an argument. Did you watch Ricky Williams play football?
I love Ricky Williams. I genuinely, one of my favorite Dolphins players, if not my favorite, behind Zach Thomas of all time. I'm telling you right now, as much as I love Ricky, Adrian Peterson was a better NFL running back, even in their prime.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Better than prime Ricky. I'm sorry.
It's just not a fact. You're acting like it's me versus Ray Lewis. Like, there is a argument.
Hold on. I'm not acting like it's you.
Adrian Peterson is just way better than Ricky. No, he's not.
Adrian Peterson might be the greatest running back ever. Prime AP.
Did you just said he's better?
Hold on.
Then Jim Brown.
Wait, Walter Payton. I'm going to storm through the video monitor and strangle you if you tell me Adrian Peterson's better than Walter Payton.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying there's a case to be made for Adrian Peterson, Prime AP, being the best running back ever. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying there's a case to be made. I don't think you can build the same argument for Ricky, and it's not a criticism of Ricky. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
There's a case. Adrian Peterson. You can argue that Adrian Peterson's better than Walter Payton and Jim Brown and those guys. Jazana, you're crazy. What's in your whey protein?
If you look up the greatest running backs of all time, Adrian Peterson is top five on every list. I'd put money on it right now.
No, you're not. He's not going to be top five on every list. Adrian Peterson is very good. This is the Jordan LeBron conversation. We're arguing who's the best player of all time. But for you to say Adrian Peterson might be the best running back in the history of football, your whey protein is spoiled.
I don't know what order this is in. It goes Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, Walter Payton, Emmett Smith, Eric Dickerson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, Adrian Peterson.
Told you.
I forgot about Barry.
Listen, I go further down the list. Gale Sayers. That's before all our time, but Gale Sayers, Marcus Allen, Earl Campbell. O.J. Simpson, we're just talking about being running backs here.
Juice?
Terrell Davis, Jerome Bettis, Curtis Martin, Thurman Thomas, Frank Gore.
Come on.
Zonk. Edge.
Was Zonk the first white dude?
No, the first white dude was John Riggins.
Riggins, and I was about to say Riggins All-Stott.
Yeah.
I think we did that before, the best white running backs.
And then a little further down on the list, and this is really the running back news that we should be talking about today, is Sean Alexander. Did you see the Sean Alexander news today?
No.
He announced he and his wife are expecting their 14th child today.
What?
That boy, working.
Can you imagine the horror of having 14 children? I can't even fathom. God bless someone who can. I cannot even fathom
14
children.
No. You can't make it to all the events.
Impossible.
Same person. Wife?
Yeah.
God bless her.
Man, is she tired of him? Leave me alone.
She's tired, period.
They need separate rooms. Goodness gracious. 14.
He's 48 years old.
Risky Business has tweeted out side by sides of Solana and Borat. And again, I cannot tell which one is which.
That's funny.
All right, give us a quick look at the headlines because I do have something to talk about in the next segment.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. How much? King of the.
You know,
cast.
I've never seen King a Borat cast. Movie.
You haven't seen Borat?
Oh, yeah.
That's come ridiculous. On, man.
It's, I get it's, the idea. I saw Candid Camera in 76. Gracious.
It's not Candid Camera.
The same thing. Alan Funt, Borat.
Very nice.
That makes me so mad what you just said.
I know. One of the I reasons hate, I said it.
I hate him. I hate him, Salama. Oh, man. Crazy.
But I get the idea. I get the idea. I know. I know he's gonna, you know. I used to watch the Ali G show. I don't know, Showtime or HBO. Like, I used to watch that. I
hilarious. Get the idea.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Asked,
I got
he
the
He asked
idea.
Kobe Bryant. He asked Kobe Bryant how many springs are in a basketball. He's like, and Kobe's like, there's no springs, there's just air. He's like, well, there's air in this room, why can't it bounce? My favorite, the funniest thing ever, man.
Yeah. But Hawk, you have the idea. You watch Friends and Seinfeld, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have the idea. It's five friends that sit around and get into situations. Like, to say you
okay,
have
well,
the
you
idea.
Don't, because there's only four friends. So how do you feel about that? Actually, it is five. Okay. You're right. Damn.
I know there's five. Damn it. Like, you don't have the idea. You have to watch it.
It's I funny. Got the idea, though. My wife. I got it. We should give some of those to DBJ.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's going to be limited.
You should probably watch the movie before you say that.
Oh, my crazy.
My wife.
All right, your weather, bro. It better stop raining. I got pickleball tournament night. Come on, that's your weather.
Man, does anyone reek of overly serious pickleball player more than the guy who looks like that? Like yep. That guy is such the, I mean, out of central casting, the look of someone who takes pickleball way too seriously.
You can't dink and dunk in this rain. I mean, come on, injury waiting to happen. Let's go. Come on.
Well, there's six friends, people are pointing out on the chat. So you were wrong. There's six.
So
you didn't get the idea.
They're going to be the big goofy guy that walks in all the time. Confused.
My wife.
My wife.
All right, let's take a break. I do have something I want to talk about in the next segment about the Dolphins, so do not go anywhere. 4 o'clock hour, Rob Pizzola is going to join us with some winners, so make sure you're listening for that.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our celebration of one-hit wonders on National One-Hit Wonder Day rolls on. You will not stump me today, Jimmy, by the way. This is my wheelhouse. This is Stacey Q.
That's correct.
Two of Hearts.
Your brain is ruined.
I believe my mom took a ton of Tylenol.
Essa. How do you know this crap?
So, remember a few days ago, maybe last week, Solana was talking about blame pie. And who gets the blame for the Dolphins' slow start? Mm-hmm. And he had forwarded us an article this morning from CBS Sports about all the undefeated teams. Who gets the blame pie? How do you divvy up the blame for all the winless teams? And I'll tell you how they do it for the Dolphins. And again, this is CBS Sports. They put 75% of the blame on the defense. The defense gets... Yeah. Three quarters of the blame pie. The offense gets 10%. Awful vibes gets 10%. And injuries gets 5%. And what they write is, Miami simply cannot stop anybody moving the ball or putting it in the end zone and cannot take it away from the other team either. Some of that is due to various injuries in the secondary, but it is bad stuff. The Dolphins rank 26th in yards allowed and 32nd in points allowed. They've given up 31 or more points to all three of their opponents. They have forced zero turnovers. Opponents are averaging the most yards and points per drive in the league and have scored on an utterly preposterous 68% of their possessions. The defense has been so bad that it's overshadowed the offense, looking largely like a shell of a unit that took the league by storm a few years ago. The last two games have been better than the disastrous opener, but the high-flying, explosive version of this team is gone. The vibes have been rancid since at least training camp, and that's shown up for this team on the field. And I do find it interesting because we keep talking about how Anthony Weaver will be the next head coach of the Dolphins. But, man, that defense is bad. It would be interesting. I know he's got the players' respect, and he seems to be next in line. But, man, that's a tough transition to make just based on what his unit is doing.
100 points in three games is terrible. That's ridiculously just – that's not football. But the blame pie – so even if you say the defense, which I'm with you, that's terrible, 100 points in three games – is it personnel or is it coaching? Because, Huck, you said Storm and Jack are the next Pat and Sam, but they're not. And now Storm is hurt. Now we're bringing in an old corner in Rasul. Like, so even on the defensive side of it, is that acquisitions or is that play calling?
Right.
Because they're bad.
Anthony Weaver. Are we blaming Anthony Weaver when he was handed a poor secondary to start with and then it got banged up beyond that?
Yeah, go. Oh, let's put together an exotic blitz. If I'm blitzing, I'm in one-on-one on the outside. Like, you're in cover one or cover zero blitzing. I can't call a blitz with these dudes back here. They can't cover anybody. So that's where the blame. But just, I guess, the surface level of looking at the Dolphins, yes. If you're letting people score 30 points a game, you're going to lose a lot of football games.
Would you divvy it up that way, though? 75% on the offense, on the defense, 10% on the offense.
No, the numbers would say that. I'd divvy it up. I wouldn't put 75 on the defense because of the fact that Tua in the offense had a chance to win that Buffalo game. Zach Sealer on special teams, why the hell is he rushing the punter? Like, I think it's a lot more to it if you watch every snap than just the defense is giving up 30 points. The defense isn't good, but there are a lot of other issues on this team.
How do you like the way they divvied it up, Solana, on CBS?
It's probably a little unfair because, like Crowder's pointing out, you know, the personnel just isn't conducive to a good defense. And it's funny because, you know, now you're getting all, I think it's a large enough sample size through three games where you're getting all these like deeper stats coming out. The Dolphins are number one in blitz rate in the NFL right now. They're number 32 in pressure rate. Think about that. They're blitzing more than anybody on average, and they're getting pressure on the quarterback less than anybody on average. So what does that tell you? That front seven that we were all expecting gaudy numbers by them hasn't been good enough, but also your personnel probably just isn't good enough. The biggest attribute the Dolphins were banking on was your front seven would put pressure on the quarterback. That would help alleviate the problems defensively. That has not panned out. And offensively, I think it deserves a little bit more blame because you know your defense has some weaknesses, has some holes. You got to do everything you can to keep them from being in bad positions. Guess what? Week one, turnovers put the defense in horrendous positions, and the Dolphins' offense just hasn't been able to score. To me, bad vibes, 10%, injuries, 5% is correct. I'd put defense and offense even split, truthfully.
I wonder if Anthony Weaver has changed his approach enough based on that blitz number that he just told us and what it's resulting in. Because if it's not resulting in anything, which it's not, then maybe you need to redesign what you're doing, no?
100%. And like this week, they got Garrett Wilson. And they don't have great quarterbacks. Justin Fields not amazing. Tyrod Taylor's not amazing.
Hey, by the way, what did we find out about Justin Fields today, Solana?
He's practicing, but still in concussion protocol. But it was pointed out that one of the processes of getting through concussion protocol is going through a practice, being reevaluated. So this is part of the process. But as of right now, as we talk right now, 3:48, he's still in concussion protocol.
But to the number Solana just said, like Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, people aren't worried about, they're not scared of our front seven. Because I've seen three games. They're number 32 in pressure rate. And then Garrett Wilson is not walking up on Jack Jones and saying, oh, I got a game today. No. Hey, Justin. Hey, Tyrod, I'm going to be open. Throw the in route. And it's just, is Anthony Weaver calling a bad game, or does he not have the material to call a good game? And that's where we have to parse it. But I'll tell you, I don't think Jack Jones should be your number one. I don't think Storm Duck should be your number one. We had a number one in Jalen Ramsey, who's now with Pittsburgh, making plays, winning games. So I would say the surface level, we go offense, defense, special teams, head coach. I understand it. But if you go deeper, I don't think the personnel's there to really call a great defense because there's no corners that can choke anybody out. You got to choke people out.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to get caught up on the headlines. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour with some winners. I'm curious what his pick is. I'm going to give him all the AFC East games. You know, I think it's Buffalo and New Orleans. You want to guess what that line is? Buffalo hosting New Orleans.
Ooh. Buffalo minus 11.
Solana?
Yeah, Buffalo 9.5.
I think it's 16. I gotta double check this. 16. It's 16. Yeah. So I'm gonna ask him that
line this season?
In week four, for sure. I would imagine. Yeah.
That's 4 points more. 12.5 was tied for the largest line of the season going into last week. That's 3.5, 4 points larger spread than any other line this year. Like, that's has to be the largest line.
That's why I'm curious what Pizzola thinks, because he loves getting a ton of points in the NFL. But you make a case for me that New Orleans is going to somehow stick within 2.5 touchdowns of Buffalo at Buffalo.
Come on, Rattler.
I just don't see it. Ask about the Dolphins as well. And I think the Patriots have another stinker too. Buffalo's got New Orleans and the Patriots have the Carolina Panthers.
Panthers just wore out. Who'd they wear out?
Atlanta. Beat them 30-0.
I put that more on Atlanta than on Carolina. I'm just Atlanta, not a believer in Bryce Young.
Atlanta whooped the Vikings.
Put that 14? On J.J. McCarthy. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.